As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's great to be here today, Saturday afternoon. Time is flying by. We are already in the middle of January. Where did it go? Hope you guys are all doing well. Hope you're staying healthy out there. We know that there's been a spike in these COVID outbreaks. If you say otherwise, you haven't been paying attention. And you guys know how I feel about COVID. You know that I think at this point we've completely handled the whole thing wrong. You know, we should have established herd immunity from the very early stages. We never should have locked down any businesses. We never should have kept the kids out of schools. I think the kids being kept out of schools is the biggest mistake. I think that's going to have the longest lasting consequences. I think those generations that impacted maybe never will fully recover from that. And it's still ongoing. It's detrimental. Obviously, it's a double-edged sword, right? I think public schools are indoctrinating our children. I think there's better places for our kids to be. But if parents don't have that option, if they can't send their kids somewhere else, and a lot of parents just don't have that option, it's not cost effective. It's not affordable for these families, no matter how bad they would like to. They just don't have that ability. We still have to have our kids going somewhere just for the skills that they're going to learn socially. It's important that we pay attention to their education. It's important that we are always questioning them. What are you learning in school? What is your teacher telling you? That way we can be there to help correct some of that misinformation, some of that indoctrination. We need to stay engaged 100%. But our kids also have to be kids. They have to intermingle with their friends, and they have to understand what it's like to be on a schedule. They have to know what it's like to have to get up every morning, and they have responsibilities. And keeping our kids locked away from school over the last 1.5, 2 years, it hurt them. It hurt them a lot. And now here we are, you know, over 2 years into this COVID, and what are they doing? They're shutting schools down again. Now, this is all because of mismanagement. I have told you time and time again that people need to be locked up. Dr. Fauci needs to be locked up. A lot of members of the CDC need to be locked up. The pharmaceutical companies, people that are responsible for this outbreak to begin with, the people that were doing this research in these laboratories, that was technically, in the United States anyway, illegal research, and they circumvented the system to send it off to this Wuhan lab in China. We know all of this is true now. Instead, what is society doing, and what is the government doing? They're taking these prominent virologists and these doctors that are experts in the field, doctors that actually developed some of these vaccines and have logged more hours studying things like COVID than any other doctor in the world. And they're trying to discredit them now because they're not going along with the playbook. They're not going along with the liberal agenda, which is actually, quite honestly, anymore, it's the Marxist agenda. And I talked to you guys last week about that interview with Dr. Robert Monroe and the things that he was saying about what's really going on. He's basically been a whistleblower. And again, he was somebody that designed this mRNA research and technology, and he knows more about this than anybody out there. And him and his team were some of the first people called when this virus got loose. And now we're supposed to believe that he's just a quack and he doesn't know what he's talking about. And Lord Fauci is the say-all, end-all to everything. No, these people are disgusting. And what they're doing, it's definitely a well-orchestrated plan. And they want to completely disrupt our economy. Ultimately, their end goal is to destroy capitalism, destroy this republic, get everybody So they have to have government to survive. And they're doing a good job. Look at the job numbers that have come out. November and December, we had more people file for unemployment than ever before in our history of this nation. That is absolutely crazy. January, the jobs came out. And remember, I talked about how the White House and the Biden administration was talking about how they had a victory and they created all these new jobs. Well, A, the new jobs that they created were not new jobs. It was people that were finally going back to work to the job that they already had. But they also missed the mark. The projections were going to be like 350, 400,000 new jobs, and they missed the mark by almost 300,000. That's ridiculous. Now, they touted that they had this huge victory and all these people went back to work. No, they weren't new jobs, and they still missed the mark by almost 300,000. This administration is so corrupt. All they do is lie. They look straight in your eye. They look straight in the press corps' eye from the White House briefing room, and they lie. They blatantly lie. They know we have the facts. They know we know the truth, and they're sticking with their story. It's like that old song, "That's my story, and I'm sticking to it." That's exactly what they're doing. They're incompetent, and they've handled this wrong from the get-go. And my thing is, people think that they've just been making terrible decisions and that they're stupid. And I agree they're stupid and their decisions have been terrible, but I also think they're methodical. I think what they're doing is intentional. They don't want to see America get back up on their feet. They don't want to help citizens in this country get back to work and start being able to pay their mortgages and pay their rents. And they don't want to see that. They want to keep us down. They want to keep us oppressed because that's how they take over. There's going to be a point where there's no chance at recovery. And I think what's happened this last month, my friends, is that they saw that people were starting to not be afraid anymore. And there's been more defiance. People are tired of the mask mandates. They're tired of pushing the vaccines. I think the people that wanted to get the vaccine already have the vaccine. And the people that aren't choosing to get it, they're going to hold strong. I don't think they're going to be coerced into it. And I think they're willing to make that stand to not get it. They didn't get it for a reason. And let me tell you something else. For those of us that have chosen to hold off on getting the vaccine until we had more information. We were a little bit skeptical about how quickly it was rolled out and the lack of research that was done on it and the potential side effects and the unknowns. You know what? Every day that goes on, every single day, we look smarter and smarter. And I can only speak for myself, but what I can tell you is I every day am thankful that I have held strong and I have not gone and getting that jab. And if you've got the jab, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. But my friends, the truth of the matter is we know more now today than we knew yesterday, than we knew 6 months ago, than we knew a year ago. And we know that A, the jab didn't help you, did it? You're still getting COVID. You're still having to wear the mask. You're still getting sick. The jab did not help you. You can still spread COVID. Everything they told you about the jab initially to try to make you go and get it, I'm sorry. You were lied to, and you made a decision based on bad information, and that decision could have life-altering effects. It could have detrimental effects. I pray to God that doesn't happen to you. I don't want to wish bad luck on anybody. I don't want any of you guys to have negative side effects from the health choices that you were essentially you made because you were lied to by our government. I'm not wishing ill will on anybody, but my friends, the point is, if you knew today, or excuse me, if you knew a year ago what you know today, would you have made the same decision? And I bet there is a lot of people out there that have remorse about the decision that they made, and they wish they did not make that decision because at the end of the day, it did not help them at all. My daughter, she goes to college, and they strongly encourage the kids to get the vaccine, and my daughter held out. She doesn't want to get it yet. Same reason, you know, she gets to make her own decision on this. She's an adult now, but she's smart enough to know that there wasn't enough information yet. So she held off. A lot of her friends that got the vaccine because they were told that, you know, if they get the vaccine, they won't have to wear a mask. If they get the vaccine, they don't have to test every week like the unvaccinated do. Now they're going back for their second term and the school's saying, hey, you know what? Unless you're willing to get all the boosters and stuff, we got to treat you like you're unvaxxed. And you know, they didn't sell us on the boosters originally. They weren't talking about the boosters. It was, you get this vaccine, maybe you get one booster and you're considered vaccinated. They keep changing the rules as we go. And why are they changing the rules? Because the bottom line is the vaccine doesn't work. They don't know what the hell they're talking about, but they are so hell-bent on forcing us to get this thing. For whatever reason, they just keep changing the rules. And meanwhile, the people that got the vaccine based on the premise of what they were told, you know, 8 months ago, a year ago, however long it's been, they're regretting doing so. And sadly, so many of these people have had side effects, negative side effects. And the thing is, we don't know what that means 10 years from now either. How is this vaccine going to change things 10 years from now? You know, I just read a study this morning, my friends, and it was talking about how the vaccine, because it changes your cellular structure on the inside, it actually does something that makes it so you're more susceptible to getting things like the shingles virus and the chicken pox, the herpes virus, all those type of viruses that kind of fall under the same umbrella. This vaccine actually makes it so there's a good chance you're going to end up getting those viruses or can get those viruses much more easily. And a lot of people that have got this vaccine have quickly had outbreaks in these other types of viruses that fall under that umbrella. That's just one thing. There's obviously the heart issues that people are having. There's people all over the world that got the booster shot. And within days, within weeks after the booster shot, they passed away. Now, of course, the government is never going to say, yeah, they might have passed away because of that booster shot, but there was no other change in their life. That was the one thing that you could pinpoint. Okay, on this day, they got a booster shot and they were healthy. They didn't have any issues prior to that, but they got this booster shot and within a couple days, they passed away. We've had famous people in this last two or three weeks that have passed away that the only thing that they did differently in their life was getting that booster shot. And then all of a sudden, for no reason, for no apparent reason, they just passed away. Now the government is telling you it was natural causes. Well, do you believe that? How long are you going to believe that it was just natural causes? At some point, we need to start connecting the dots for ourselves and using our own judgment and common sense. And I know there's something in your gut telling you that this isn't right. So there's just so many things that we need to be weary about. And like I said, for those of us that were chastised and considered conspiracy theorists, I tell you what, each and every day as this goes on, we're looking smarter and smarter. Now, I believe that, as I was starting to say, the people are getting fed up and they were starting to be more defiant and they weren't obeying these mandates. And so what's the government doing? They're ramping up this COVID thing again, and they're telling people how deadly this Omicron virus is and how we're all going to die and it's spreading so fast and the hospitals are overwhelmed and they put the stories about how the nurses are overworked and how terrible it is for them. And they're having to deploy the National Guard to come in and work in these hospitals because they're so short-staffed. Well, yeah, you're short-staffed because you got rid of half of your people. You fired the heroes. You fired half of the people that refused to get the vaccination because they weren't ready yet. Okay? That's why you're short-staffed. That's why you're overworked. As far as the Omicron variant, you know what? The truth of the matter is, you know what the science says about that? It's like the cold. It's like the cold. It might spread fast. It might spread faster than the Delta and every other variant that's been out, but people aren't getting sick like they were originally. I've never denied that there's a COVID. I've had COVID a couple times. It's not very fun. I believe I've had this Omicron version of it, but we need to start treating it like it's a cold. It's going to happen each and every year. It's not killing people left and right. It's not killing children the way the news is trying to tell you that it's killing children. It's not dangerous the way... That's the truth. Look it up for yourself. I'm not a doctor. Don't take my word for it. But the information is out there. Look it up for yourself. There's plenty of reputable doctors and scientists out there that will tell you this information. What the news is telling you and what the government's telling you, what the CDC is telling you, that is not accurate information. Take in some of that and then do your own research and you make the decision for yourself. More on this when we come back. Don't turn that dial, my friends. We'll be right back here with more Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's great to be here today with you on this fine Saturday afternoon. Now, we were just talking about the new hysteria that the government and the media is trying to push about COVID and this Omicron and how it's just overwhelming the system and people are dying. And it's absolutely crazy. And one of the things that frustrates me is just this week, you could pick any day. You could go just get on Google and just start reading, or go to any news site and just start reading. And the way the different stories just completely contradict each other. I mean, you can go to one news article and they will tell you about Omicron and how it's going to get us all, and it's so contagious, and it's making people sick, and it's overwhelming the hospitals. Excuse me. And they're talking about how more kids have Omicron than they ever got any other variant, and it's making the kids so sick. There's more kids in the hospitals than with any other variant. And they're just, it's all scare tactics. They're doing it to scare you. Then, you know, you scroll down to the next article and you'll read about how scientists say that they think the worst is over and the Omicron spike is going to drop off rapidly, and it's pretty much going to be over any day now, and it's nothing really to worry about, that the variant is no more severe than the common cold, and it's something that's going to come around each and every year possibly, and we just need to treat it like the common cold, but it's nothing that we should panic about. We definitely don't need to rush out and get some experimental vaccine to try to treat it, and there's no vaccine that's going to cure it. That's what these reputable scientists just came out with. You know, you scroll down to the next article and it's Bill Gates. Bill Gates of all people. You know, that world-renowned virologist, Bill Gates. No, I'm sorry. Bill Gates does not have a medical license. He's not a scientist. He's not a virologist. Yet for some reason, the media and people in the Biden administration, they talk to him like he's this world-renowned virologist and we should be listening to everything he says. And of course, he's giving his expert, non-expert opinion on how we need to be handling this COVID virus and the things we need to be doing and how people need to get vaccines. And it ticks me off, because why is anybody listening to him? He has nothing to do with our health. He's not an elected official. He's not a scientist. He's not a doctor. Why are they interviewing him about how we should be handling COVID-19. It doesn't make any sense at all. And then you can scroll down a little bit further and you'll hear about how OSU just came out with this new study that says CBD actually has a lot of properties in it that help fight and block the COVID virus. And it actually looks like if, you know, for those people that take CBD regularly, they might be better protected from COVID than your natural immunities can do, or even what the vaccine. We know the vaccine doesn't protect you from COVID. So CBD has something in it. I don't know anything about CBD, full disclosure, but there's something in it that protects your cells from being able to have that virus lock on and make you ill. So, you know, that was another study that tells us, hey, there might be a different type of a treatment option. You scroll down a little bit further, you see that the CDC, they're still in a frenzy trying to figure out if cloth masks or paper masks are better. And they're writing new mask rules and possibly going to tell us we all have to go to wearing an N95 mask. I got to tell you guys, are you tired of buying masks? Are you tired of wasting your money on masks? If they come out and say that to participate in society, you have to wear an N95 mask, those masks aren't cheap, especially if you do it the way you're supposed to do it. You're not supposed to wear those masks for a full day or a week or whatever like some people do. They're not sanitary. They can cause bigger health issues if you do it that way. If you wear the mask the way the manufacturers recommend, the way you're supposed to really stay healthy, you're going to be going through a dozen of those masks every single day. Is the government going to supply those for everybody? Maybe they will, because again, that's just one more thing to get you on the government dole and to make you so you're relying on something that the government provides for you. So that's what the CDC is doing. They're not doing anything else to help stop COVID or give us factual information. They're just going to continue lying to us. Rand Paul, God bless him, he's been tearing Fauci apart in these hearings and making Fauci look like the fool that he is. And he's presenting facts and putting it out so people can understand what he's talking about. And he's just exposed all the lies that Dr. Fauci has told us from the very beginning, since COVID first was, when it first out was initially released on the world. The bottom line is, you can pick any day and you can go and you can read these stories, and every story contradicts itself and it contradicts each other. And no wonder people have trust issues, right? We're not getting the straight thing from anybody. I don't think there's any one of these stories I read that is 100% accurate. This is what I know, though. It's detrimental to this country. It's detrimental to this republic. It's detrimental to our health and well-being as a people to allow this tyranny to continue, to allow them to keep dictating to us how we have to live because we need to be in fear of this COVID virus. I am not in fear of it. You should not be in fear of it. We should not stop living our lives. We should not ruin our economy. We should not stop educating our children, letting our kids have friends and a social life because of a virus that is no more dangerous right now than the common cold that we can't eradicate. It will never go away. So why are we going to continue living our lives forever? Like, if we only do this, we can stop it. My friends, we're not going to stop it. But in trying to jump through all their crazy hoops and follow their crazy rules and mandates, unconstitutional mandates, I might add, it's going to destroy this republic. And that, my friends, is way more detrimental than this Omicron or whatever other variant that's going to come out. If our republic collapses, if we lose our constitution, if we lose our freedom, my friends, that is far more deadly to you and I than this COVID virus. And it's time for us to say enough is enough. It's time for us to put our foot down. I was flipping through the television on Netflix the other night, and I noticed Braveheart, one of my all-time favorite movies, is on. And so I thought, I'm going to watch it. I haven't watched it in a little bit. And I got to thinking that I think everybody should go watch Braveheart, because maybe it will give you a little renewed sense of energy. It will get you pumped up about protecting your freedom and your land and your heritage and your people. And I was thinking, the greatest victories in the world, my friends, they were always accomplished by ordinary people that were brave enough to do extraordinary things. Don't turn that dial, my friends. We'll be right back with more Patriot Uprising Radio.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here today with you. I'm talking about the news of the day. You know what it is. It's what the news has been for the last 2 years, the news that we're all getting tired of hearing about, COVID and the hysteria around it, and why the government is pushing so hard right now. I was just saying that I watched Braveheart, and it made me think about our founding fathers. And it, you know, the last thing I said before I went to break was that the greatest victories in the world were always accomplished by ordinary people who were brave enough to do extraordinary things. And they were willing to sacrifice their lives to ensure our future. And that's absolutely true. That's true with the Revolutionary War. That's true with the Civil War. Everything that we have accomplished as a nation has been because of a handful of people, a minority of people that were willing to risk it all. And they did it for the greater good. They did it for our future. They did it even though they might not ever see the fruits of their labor, but they knew that down the road what they were doing was right for this country, right for this republic. And I think so many people have lost that patriotism, and they just don't care enough. You know, we're so self-absorbed, and frankly, we're turning into selfish people, and it's all about me, 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 me. And we're not looking out for the nation anymore. We're not looking out for the good of the republic, for our fellow citizens. And we need to understand that if we lose our rights and our freedoms, if we don't protect this republic and the Constitution, that it's going to be bad for everybody. And we've been indoctrinated for so many years that sometimes it's hard for us to see it. So many of these younger generations especially have been convinced that we're on the wrong side, that the Constitution isn't right, that the republic isn't the right way to go. But I'm telling you, look at the borders, for example. There's a reason why this is the country that everybody else wants to come to. There's a reason why socialism and Marxism and communism and all these nasty isms haven't worked ever in the history of the world anywhere else. There's a reason why this republic has been so successful, why our capitalism model has been so successful. There's a reason why our founding fathers specifically made sure that we were designed so you did not have a majority mob rule, that the minority still had a say. And that's so much of what's being attacked right now by the Democrats is they're trying to do away with that minority say. We're just a nuisance to them, right? And they think they got the majority and they should be able to ramrod through whatever they want. And that's why they've been working so hard to do away with the filibuster, because that filibuster gives the minority just a little bit of power. We can stop some crazy legislation. And what they've been working hard. Schumer's been working hard. Even the Biden administration, Biden himself has addressed how they need to change the rules of the Senate, get rid of the filibuster. That way the Democrats can essentially do whatever they want, whenever they want to do it, as long as they have the majority power. And Biden even said in a speech recently that it's time for us to realize that the world's changed, the republic doesn't work, that our democracy is not going to hold together the way it is, and we need to do away with this ridiculous rule that blocks them from being able to push their agenda. And my friends, that should scare the hell out of you, because that's what they want. Like I said, you're a nuisance, and they want to squash you like a bug. And if you haven't realized, that's what they're using COVID for. They're using this COVID agenda to push their other Marxist agendas. And that's why the hysteria is so huge right now. Do you know why there's so many more positive COVID tests out there? Because they're testing 100 times the amount of people that they were testing just 4 months ago. Maybe more than 100 times. Testing sites, FEMA testing camps have popped up everywhere. The state camps are everywhere. You can go, they're testing people left and right. And guess what? 90% of the people have it, okay? We're not sick. Remember what the doctors say, the doctors that are true. There's a difference between having the COVID virus and having the disease, okay? You can have the virus and be fine and not be sick. And people are getting tested and coming up with this positive case, and then they're telling the world how many people have COVID and making it sound like they're all dying. And that's just not the truth. Yes, there's a lot of people that are getting COVID right now. 'Tis the season, right? It's like the cold. But the testing that they're doing, if they tested people like that for the basic cold or the flu and did the same type of marketing, the same type of campaigning, telling you that we're all going to die from the common cold, people would be afraid of the common cold too. It's just that they're telling you this information and they're doing so much testing. That's why it's looking so bad. It's not dangerous. It's not going to get you. We're all going to get it. You probably already had it. But we need to stop letting the government try to scare us like they are. Their only reason for doing that is to kill our economy, keep us locked down. That is their goal, my friends. They want to keep us oppressed. That's it. That's what they want. We are just in their way. And COVID is the tool that they're using to push their Marxist agenda. Now, some good news this week. The Supreme Court heard the case on the vaccination mandates. This was the mandates that basically meant that any business that had more than 100 employees, by Monday of this week, actually, was supposed to, here in Oregon, those employees were going to be terminated, or the businesses here in Oregon were going to get fined $11,000 per employee that was not vaccinated. Now, the Supreme Court heard the case, and they ruled that that's not constitutional. They ruled that they couldn't do the vaccination mandate like that at the federal level anyway, and they were not going to do the mask or the testing mandate. You know, remember they said that if you're not vaccinated, you have to get a test every week. They ruled that that's not constitutional at the federal level also. They did uphold healthcare workers, but not all healthcare workers. What they upheld was if you work for a government-ran healthcare agency. So if you basically work for the government and you're in healthcare, they said the government can force you to get a vaccine or you would risk being terminated. So it was a huge victory for us that felt like that was a gross overreach of power and unconstitutional. It was a huge slap to the Biden administration. But I want to caution you guys, it doesn't mean that we are out of the woods. First of all, if you paid attention to that case, all I can say is if Donald Trump is not our president in the future, I hope to God he runs again. I believe he'd win, barring we can make sure that the fraud stays to a minimum in the next election. I really do hope he is our president again. But if he's not our president again, thank God we had him for the 4 years we had him, because the reason we won this case, the reason why the Supreme Court ruled in our favor on this, is because of the justices, the conservative justices, the constitutional justices that Donald Trump appointed to the courts. Without Donald Trump's appointments, this would have gone differently, and we would have forced vaccinations. And they'd force you to get them, or you would be out of a job, your livelihood would be gone. And then it's the what next. The what next is, guess what? Your businesses that have less than 100 employees, they're going to have to get the vaccinations. And then it's the what next. The what next is, guess what? Your kids, if you want your kids to go to school, they have to get the vaccinations. And it's never going to stop. That what next is never going to stop. If we did not have Donald Trump, my friends, we would not have those justices, and we would have lost this. And it would be the end of this country as you know it. I'm not joking. So thank God for that time period, that 4 years, we at least had him. And thank God he accomplished the things he accomplished, and he gave us the justices that he gave. Now, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, she proved that she is completely ignorant. She does not deserve to be the county dog catcher, let alone a Supreme Court justice. She either is blatantly, willfully ignorant, or just blatantly lies about the facts of COVID. Seven different oral arguments, she was saying that 100,000 children were in serious condition of COVID-19. 100,000. She's saying this over and over again in the arguments in the Supreme Court, and she's talking about this, and it's going on record as fact. 100,000. The actual number, my friends, is 3,000. 3,000 children are in serious condition, not 100,000, but either she's just so flat out stupid, or she's blatantly lying. Either way, she has no business. She is hearing one of the most important cases that we have ever had in our lifetime, and she doesn't know the facts about COVID. It blows my mind somebody can be that dumb or that dishonest. You pick whichever one you want to think. Either way, she does not belong on the Supreme Court. She doesn't belong on the bench. Like I said, she's not qualified to be the dog catcher. But we did prevail. Cooler heads prevailed. Ration prevailed. Common sense prevailed. The Constitution prevailed. And thank God for Donald Trump's picks, because we won. We won handily, and the Supreme Court said the federal government does not have that authority. Now, I already said I want to caution you. That doesn't mean here in Oregon we're out of the woods. And why aren't we out of the woods? It's because in Oregon's constitutional powers, the governor and the public health authorities have police powers in times of emergency. And we'll talk more about that when we come back from the next break. Stick with me, my friends. Don't turn that dial.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, my fellow patriots. Welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris. And, hey, in case I didn't tell you today, make sure you get a hold of me. Reach out to me. Talk to me. I like to get your feedback. You can reach me at Mickey@KSLM News. That's Mickey@KSLM.news, okay? That's MICKY@KSLM.news. So shoot me an email. I read them all. I don't always respond, but I do like to get that feedback, and it helps me know what kind of things you like me to talk about on the show, and maybe I'll give you a shout-out. Now, we were talking about how the Supreme Court ruled in our favor. Thank God they came out and said that the Biden administration, the federal government, does not have the authority to mandate vaccinations. And they also said they don't have the authority to force people to take tests. And we were saying how that's a huge victory, and that is a huge victory, and thank God the Supreme Court came out and do this. The problem is, I was saying, we're not 100% out of the woods because under our Constitution, number one, you got to understand the way our government's set up. Our government is set up to give power to the states, and what the federal government can do and what the state government can do are two very different things. Sometimes we'd like to think that they're in lockstep with each other, but they're not always. The state ultimately has supreme power over the state and the citizens within their state, which means the Democrat legislation here in Oregon and the governor here in Oregon has full authority. Now the federal government cannot dictate to the state on everything that the state can or can't do. Now, in times of emergency, like they've declared here in Oregon, the Democrat legislation keeps giving emergency powers to the government, to the governor on this COVID stuff. There is constitutionally protected police powers in Oregon. And especially when it comes to local public health, the public health administrators and the governor, they have police powers like their constables or peace officers in any matters pertaining to public health. And it's very broad. And if they decide that in order to protect the citizens of this state, that they want to implement mandatory vaccinations or implement rules that would say businesses have to, you know, if you have more than 100 employees, you have to have those employees vaccinated or they'd be terminated, they still can move forward with that despite the Supreme Court's ruling. I know that's really confusing to people, and it might be a little bit disheartening, but the truth of the matter is, because of these emergency powers and because of the police powers that the state has in the state-protected Constitution, and because of the fact that our system of government is set up that the federal government recognizes that the states have their own authority, pretty much here in Oregon or these blue states, the states on the West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington, these governors are so extreme and the progressives that live here are so extreme that they can get away with doing things that no other state's going to get away with doing. And if they want to implement these mandatory vaccinations, by the Constitution, they can do it. They can get away with it. So we're not out of the woods. Now, fortunately, Oregon Health Authority came out today and they said that they are not going to follow through with the vaccination mandate, that since the Supreme Court ruling, they're going to kind of follow the lead from the federal government, and they're not going to follow through and force Oregon businesses to comply with the mandate. Luckily, that's the stance, that's the position they've decided to take. Next week, my friends, it could be completely different. If the governor wanted to push this and OHA wanted to push this, they have the authority to do so. So that's something that we need to keep our eyes on. We need to keep praying about it. We're not out of the woods yet. I do think that there is different mandates coming down the pipeline. I do think that a mask mandate, a permanent mask mandate will be in place. I think the governor's going to do that. I think that they're going to keep trying to scare people with the number of people that are testing positive. I fully predict that you're going to see kids having to go back to distance learning, which, again, in my opinion, out of everything that's happened the last 2 years, what's happening to our kids is the biggest crime. And that's going to be the most detrimental thing that is going to have the longest lasting impact in this country. I think that schools are going to go back to distance learning, though. In fact, I don't think I know so. Some schools already have. Some Portland schools already have. Some Salem schools have. They're saying that there are so many sick kids and so many sick teachers, and there's not enough substitute teachers that they have no other choice. I know in our school district in Dallas, they're shutting the schools down for a couple days, and who knows if that's going to be extended out. They might be planning on distance learning there. They're talking about shutting down any extracurricular activities, any sporting activities. They're really starting to crack the whip, and it's just not looking very good. There's going to come a point, my friends, where we have to make a choice as the people. And it's kind of like I was saying, the inspiration that I got in watching Braveheart and understanding that the underdogs had to decide that they wanted to fight for their freedom and what kind of a change they were capable of making. No different than our founding fathers here, my friends. No different than our founding fathers that decided that they wanted more than what Britain was offering, that we could do better on our own. And they stood against the biggest military in the world, the biggest monarchy in the world. And it was a handful of farmers and lawyers and doctors and preachers. And it was a minority of the people that were here in the States, my friends, that did this fight and made this republic and gave us the freedom that we have. And it's up to us. Do we want to keep this freedom now? That's the thing. We have the power to make this decision. Are we going to honor our founding fathers and all the other brave men and women throughout our history that have died for our freedom? Or are we just going to roll over and just hand it over to this tyranny? And that's what we're seeing right now. The acts that have happened against the citizens in this country in the last 2 years, the unconstitutional acts, the freedoms that we have already lost in the name of public health. I got to tell you, at any other point in history, our previous generations, they would not have put up with this. How is it that today, in this day and age, we're freely giving away our freedom? Our rights, our nation. We're changing the course of history. We're changing our children's future. They're going to grow up in a country that is unrecognizable, my friends. Their children won't know anything about what it was like to be in a republic, what it was like to have freedom and liberty, what it was like to be able to own our own houses and have our own land. Things are changing so fast, and it's up to us, my friends, to protect it. If you want to keep the freedom we have, if you want to stay the greatest nation in the world, if you want to defend our Constitution, protect this republic, at some point we need to recognize that what is happening at the government level is complete tyranny. It's complete tyranny. Now, they want to talk about the January 6th insurrection. There was no insurrection. You don't show up and execute an insurrection without firearms. The only people that had firearms there were the Capitol Police. The only people that were in danger of losing their lives were the people that were protesting. And I'm not saying that they did it right. I'm not saying that they didn't make any mistakes, but that was definitely not a planned and orchestrated insurrection, the way the media and the left is trying to paint that. But you got to ask yourself, what are we willing to do? When are we willing to fight? When do we stand up? Or do we just keep giving our rights away until this country no longer exists? Because what I've seen the last couple years, my friends, what I've seen since COVID has started, and actually, if I'm being honest, it was before COVID. What rights have we willingly relinquished the last 30 years? Think about that. How much has our life changed, our freedom been limited in just the last 30 years? Little by little, they're taking it away from us, and we might not even realize it's gone, right? It's up to us, my friends. We have a choice. We need to make a choice, and it's time to stand up and fight for our rights, and it's time to eradicate the government from the tyrannical leaders that are sitting there dictating to us and trying to strip us of our freedoms. God bless you guys. Think about those things. Catch me next week right here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.